You're listening to SBS News.
Voting has officially come to a close for Hong Kong's controversial Legislative Council elections, also known as LegCo. It's the first poll since the passing of the Patriots Laws, which reduces the number of directly elected lawmakers from 53 to 22% and requires every candidate to be vetted. Residents can now only choose 20 out of 90 members of Hong Kong's Legislative Council, the rest to be picked by Beijing loyalists, ensuring only patriots run for office. Hong Kong's chief executive, Carrie Lam, says the changes are necessary and will make for a better system overall.
Perhaps unlike previous elections, because this is the first major legislative election after improvements to the electoral system, I and my colleagues have been going all out to explain the basis, the rationale and the merits of this electoral system. And I think these three objectives will guide how we see this particular election rather than the voter turnout rate.
But not everyone is as optimistic. Wharton Leong is a Hong Kong citizen and did not cast a vote.
For Hong Kong people, we don't have a choice for the candidates. So for voting, although there is the chance to vote, with pro-establishment and democracy people, there is so little choice for democracy, so it makes Hong Kong people feel not very enthusiastic to vote.
And he's not alone. This year's election had a record low turnout, the smallest since 1997. Hong Kong's Electoral Affairs Commission Chairman Barnabas Fung says the overall turnout rate was about 30.2%. The government tried to provide a number of incentives to get people to vote, with free public transport and polling stations placed at the city's borders with mainland China. Member of the Election Observation Project, Kenneth Chan, says there are several reasons for the lack of participation.
The government has been trying very hard to boost the turnout, but judging from a series of opinion surveys that we have done so far, it hasn't been a very big success. I would say there's a big gap between what the government expects and what as being shown according to the poll results.
Ms. Lam, who visited a polling station on Sunday morning, says she had no particular expectation about the turnout.
I would say that the government has not set any target for voter turnout rate, not for this election, not for previous elections, because there is a combination of factors that will affect the voter turnout rate in any election.
Katie Chan is among those who did not vote in the election.
I think it's a step backwards. If you say you want to improve a system, there should be improvement. But actually, this is going backwards.
But Yao Yik Dian, who did vote, feels differently.
This is a responsibility for me as a citizen. There is a chance to choose the candidate I like. I should come out to vote.
Despite the low turnout, it didn't stop some pro-democracy activists from engaging in protests. Bold position, considering many of the party's main figures are now in jail or have been exiled since the enactment of the National Security Law in 2020. Under the law, a response to wide-scale pro-democracy demonstrations in 2014 and 2019, anyone found guilty of secession, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces can be subject to a maximum life sentence and in some cases tried in mainland China. An estimated 10,000 police officers were deployed on Sunday to ensure a smooth process. When Hong Kong last held a district council's election in 2019, pro-democracy candidates won with nearly 90% of seats, a stark contrast from this year with no candidates fielded for the opposition party. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.